Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Happy Monday. 800-941-SHAWN, our number this Monday. You want to be a part of the program. We got a lot of news. Let me start off with, I just cannot stand lying. I just don't like it. Any of you have had kids, they'll try it. They're going to do something stupid. Every kid does something stupid. My list of stupid stuff as a kid, by the way, is a pretty extensive list. However, when you say to your children, okay, did you do this? And you know they're just flat out lying to you. Did you eat the cookie? No, I didn't eat the cookie. What do they have all over their face? Chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, okay, you ate the cookie. Now you're lying to me. I'm more pissed off you're lying to me than you are about eating this stupid cookie. And that is what the Biden campaign is now reduced to. They cannot run on the question of, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So they've weaponized the Department of Justice. That is to keep Donald Trump, you know, drowning with legal issues so he can't campaign the entire year. But Joe Biden, everything they have tried, Even his jacked up State of the Union partisan hackery speech that he gave, isn't working. Poll numbers have shown that he went down. He didn't go up. He didn't get a bounce at all. And Joe Biden is now trying to shore up a base that is leaving him in droves. And it's not one poll that I'm referring to. It is pretty much every poll. Now, both the Republican and Democratic Party are coalition parties. A big part of the Democratic coalition would be African Americans, Hispanic Americans, young people, suburban women. And what they're bleeding support, you know, in the case of Hispanic Americans, polls showing that Donald Trump has pulled almost dead even now in terms of Hispanic Americans, who they're going to vote for. In terms of African Americans, he's bleeding 20. I've seen as high as 20 to nearly 30% of the vote. Fully in one poll, 10% of people that voted for Biden in 2020 are saying flat out they're voting for Trump in 2024. And there's a variety of reasons. Donald Trump's base is rock solid. We saw that in the primary. Why is Joe Biden racing to Michigan? Because 18.9% of voters in Michigan voted for anybody but him in a lot of anger. Why do you think Chuck Schumer literally stabbed our number one ally in the back, Israel, the way he did, followed by Biden backing up Schumer? We need to call for new elections. No, what you should have done, Chuck, is after the worst terror attack in Israel's history, the same Israel that stood by us after 9/11, you should have said, no, Israel must win the war, which is what Bibi Netanyahu is trying to do. And you have now made the situation politically in Israel difficult for the prime minister to complete that mission with your push and your call for elections in Israel. And you did it for your own selfish political reasons. You did it because you're bleeding support left and right and sideways from your base. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's one of the smartest people I've ever known. I've known Bibi for 30 years. And I'm telling you, Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, is not going to care what this idiot majority leader in the U.S. Senate has to say, or what a cognitively, you know, compromised U.S. president has to say. He's going to finish the job because the survival of his country is hanging in the balance. Here's what he actually said this weekend.
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate. I think we're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us. That, you know, it's wrong to try to replace the elected leaders of a sister democracy and a staunch American ally at any time, but especially during the time of war. Just imagine that after 9/11, and when you're in the midst of fighting al-Qaeda and winning, people will say, oh, well, the right thing, people, some Israelis would say, oh, the right thing to do is now to have new elections in America or have President Bush resign. It's inappropriate, shouldn't have been said, it's wrong.
It's inappropriate, shouldn't have been said, it's wrong, but it's even beyond that. We're basically, for their own political benefit, they have decided that, you know, radicals in their party and trying to hold on to a fraying coalition and their power is more important than winning a war on terror. This Hamas is a terrorist organization. We know that they were supported by Israel. I'm sorry, supported by to attack Israel. They were supported by Iran. They were supported by the Revolutionary Guard. They were supported by the Quds forces. They were supported with military tactics. They were supported with weaponry. I mean, can you really be that naive, dumb, and stupid? Are you really that power-hungry, Chuck, that you would sell our number one ally down the river like this? Just kick them when they're down, when they're fighting for their survival? Message, the only message, they're not asking for American boots on the ground. They're not asking even for American money. They are asking for military equipment that they're willing to pay for, and they ought to be getting from us, especially because they're willing to pay for it. But more importantly, we ought to be standing with them because that war on terrorism being waged by radical extremists is not just a war against Israel. It's a war against all of us. And yet you would think that the senator from New York would know better. 2,977 people died on 9/11. Many thousands more from 9/11-related illnesses. The one day, October 7th, extrapolating out the population comparisons between the U.S. and Israel, it would have been the equivalent of 40,000 Americans being murdered in one day. And they're fighting Lebanon and Hezbollah in the north, and they're fighting Hamas and the Palestinians that voted them into power in the south. The only message needs to be clear and unambiguous support for Israel to win the war. Why are you going to fight a war? Why is the president of the United States and the Senate majority leader, a Democrat, why would they ever do that? But anyway, I digress. The latest big lie, Donald Trump is very, very clear, unambiguous here, that he is talking about what China is doing and the manufacturing plants that they have been building in Mexico. And going after China and Mexico for not hiring Americans, and that if he's elected president, he's going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across that border, that line, as he called it. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath of the whole. He said, that's going to be the least of it, a bloodbath of the country. He's obviously talking about the economy, the automobile industry, and jobs. Listen.
If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Now, remember that I played the ad, the Democrats and the Biden campaign rushing out, you know, comparing Trump to the KKK. The great irony is the only guy that's running for president, I think the only guy alive that joined with the former Klansmen, is Joe Biden, his friend, his mentor, as he referred to Robert K. Byrd, Robert KKK Byrd. And then, of course, teaming with Robert, former Klansman KKK Byrd, to stop school busing and the integration of public schools. Joe Biden, your president, didn't want public schools to become racial jungles. He told us that. And then they came out with an ad saying Donald Trump supports the Klan, because they can't run on Are You Better Off? So they have to demagogue and lie. Well, now already they've rushed out an ad about, oh, it's going to the bloodbath. Listen, I don't know if we have. Do we have that ad? We may not. So the media mob, literally, we went back. This was the easiest layup montage we've ever put together. And that's the media mob using the term bloodbath. Listen.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. The full context is that this is much bigger than one single speech. This embrace of political violence, this dehumanizing language. This is what Donald Trump has been preaching for years.
Trump is saying the quiet part out loud. And the people who are saying that his comments were taken out of context haven't said anything about all the other things that Trump has done.
And I think in a way, we are all desensitized and inured to the extraordinary, remarkable, and very, at times, un-American and threatening things that the former president is saying.
It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid.
Oh, actually, he was liberal talking Joe. I take issue. They are stupid. They're ignorant, and they are triggered by all things Trump. Now, I could play that montage forever, but let me switch montages. Let's go to the media and Democrats and their violent record. We'll put a little music behind it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, we actually grabbed that off of Twitter. By the way, there are brilliant people. It's not Twitter. It's X, formerly known as Twitter. This is a smear by the very people that stood by silently when even the likes of Madonna, you know, I think an awful lot about blowing up the White House. When's the last time someone assassinated the president? Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? You know, we'll put a link to we'll put a link to it on Hannity.com. I mean, there's some very, very, very smart people. Very smart people. And, you know, Linda said, what's it called? At Dog Right Girl.
Yeah, her name is Spitfire, but her handle on X is Dog Right Girl.
I don't, by the way, for me, I don't know any of these people. You won't let me have access to my account.
No, I found her earlier and I loved it, and that's why I wanted to use it.
No, but we put together our own montages, but I thought she did a particularly good job. And on this particular case, no, we don't support everything that everybody on Twitter says or X says, and they are responsible for their own behavior. But the point is, do you get it? They're such phony hypocrites, feigning moral outrage, selective moral outrage, and lying about what the context of the remarks were on purpose. They can't talk about the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? All right, you've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. And look, if you are a believer in the miracle of life and birth and the sanctity of life, you're going to love what Preborn is doing. We have partnered with them. They are now the nation's leader in introducing mothers, especially those with unplanned pregnancy, to their babies. They offer free 4D ultrasounds. And what they've discovered is, through the science of 4D ultrasound, once an expecting mom hears a heartbeat and sees that miracle growing inside her, they're 2-3 times more likely to choose life. And quite honestly, this mission works, and it's so amazing because it's changing hearts and it's doing it through science. However, unlike Planned Parenthood, Preborn doesn't get a penny from the federal government, not 1 cent. And every single 4D ultrasound that's for free, every counselor that is out there offering free counseling, all the diapers they pay for new moms and baby formula, it only happens because of your generosity. Now, if you haven't donated, please do so today. It's the only way their mission can continue. If you believe in the pro-life movement, the sanctity of life, the miracle of birth, just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword baby, or you can go to their website. That's preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.